感谢主带领我们一直到今天早晨。
Thank the Lord, He has led us thus far.
我们这一次的主题是神奥秘的管家。
The theme of this conference is about the stewardship of God's mystery.
神的奥秘。
God's mystery.
其中最大的是基督的奥秘。和教会的奥秘。
The greatest of all God's mysteries are the mystery about Christ and the mystery about the church.
我们要做忠心的管家，我们必须要知道这些的奥秘。
If we are to be faithful stewards, we must know these mysteries.
我们不但要知道，并且我们要进入这些的奥秘。
We not only to understand, but we must enter into them.
这样我们才能经营神奥秘的事。
Therefore, we can manage God's mystery.
我们一再地在这里说
We've been speaking.
奥秘并不是那个神秘的事情。
Mystery is not in a way we understand something mystical.
我们看见说奥秘那是隐藏在神里面的那个真理。
Mystery is something hidden within God Himself.
这个隐藏在神里面的真理需要启示才能叫人明白的。
This hidden truth or mystery in Christ needs to be revealed to us.
我们也可以说这个奥秘是在神里面的事实。
We can say this mystery is a reality within God Himself.
当神把这些的事实向我们打开的时候
When God reveals these realities to us,
我们就能知道其中的大概
We know what they really mean, the contents of it.
虽然我们不能知道太详细
We may not know in detail,
但是我们知道它大概的情形
but we can know the overall picture of about it.
因着知道这个大概的情形
because we can see the picture,
叫我们能顺服能遵行
therefore we can obey and carry out.
我们在早晨是提到基督的奥秘
this morning we will share the mystery of Christ.
我们知道基督的奥秘我们必须从永世开始来看
To know God's Christ mystery, we have to go into eternity past.
因为我们的主乃是自由拥有的神。
Because our Christ is the self-existent God.
他是初，他也是终。
He is the beginning, he is the end.
他是阿拉法，也是欧美加。
He said, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega.
所以我们要来看基督的奥秘，必须从永世开始来看。
If you want to see the mystery of Christ, we have to go back to eternity past.
我们知道在永世里面，他是神的儿子。
In eternity past, he was God's son.
他与神是合而为一的。
He was one with God.
他是神的爱子。
He was God's beloved son.
神所有的旨意都在他的身上。
All God's will are centered upon him.
神所有的丰满也在他的里面。
God's fullness is also upon him.
他是神的发表。
He is the expression of God.
记住他，神把自己就发表。
Through him, God expresses himself. Because we see him as such a Christ. Therefore, we become true worshippers upon this earth.
圣经告诉我们说,
the scripture tells us,
我们的父是在那里寻找那个真正敬拜的人。
Our Heavenly Father is seeking for true worshippers.
他就是那一般用心灵和诚实来敬拜他的人。
Those who worship him in spirit and in truth.
巴不得我们在这里的众弟兄姊妹。
I wish all of us,
因为我们看见我们基督他是何等的配。
Because we see the worthiness of Christ.
我们看见他是何等的荣耀。
We see how glory he is.
叫我们真实在地上做一个敬拜的人。
That we'll become a true worshippers upon this earth.
我也盼望弟兄姊妹能记得。
I want you to remember. We worship not only when we come to meeting. Our life should be a life of worship. Because we, our whole life is to enjoy His wonderful work. We are there to enjoy Himself. We live for glorifying Him and to thank Him. And from eternity, we see the Christ who is in the creation. Because all things were created in Him. All things were created by Him. And all things were also created for Him. Because He is our Creator. We are all created by Him. We created for purpose. We are all created for His pleasure. Therefore, we should be slaves for Him on this earth. We are His love slaves. He not only created us for Himself, but He also redeemed us for Himself. We had to have a pierced ear, and that we may do His will. Within creation, we see Christ's mystery in the prophecy. We notice at the beginning of God's creation of mankind,
一直到我们的主再来,
until the coming of the Lord, we know in the scripture there are full of prophecies about Him. Because the spirit of prophecy is a testimony of Jesus. If you're reading the prophecy, if you fail to see Christ, if you read the prophecy,
and
if the morning star is not shining within our hearts,
那么我们,
and we can say that when we read this prophecy, we understand nothing.
而在预言的里面,
in the prophecy, He is the seed of the woman.
是要在那里, 前见他,
He is the one who will crush the head of the serpent. And the prophecy, He's the son of Abraham. Through Him, the nations were blessed. And through the prophecy,
他是那颗星,
and He is one who is the star, and He is also the scepter.
在预言里面,
in the prophecy, He is that prophet.
神的话从他而来,
God's word came through Him.
凡不听他话的人,
and for those who refuse to hear Him, He will require of them.
在预言里面,
and the prophecy, He is also the seed of David.
坐在大卫的位上,
He will sit on the throne of David,
他的国度直到永永远远,
and His kingdom is without end,
并且他是那一位来建造殿的人,
and He's the one who built the temple,
因为他是用活的石头来建造一个灵宫,
and He built this temple with living stone.
那可以说这真正是神的居所,
we say this is indeed the temple of the living God.
在预言的里面,
in the prophecy, we saw that he was born from a virgin, and he was called Emmanuel, God and man together.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, when we look at all these prophecies,
究竟在我们里面,
what will be our natural response?
我们怎样能有份与基督的交通呢?
How can we enter into the fellowship of Christ? It would turn us into a true believer.
叫我们看见说这一位主实在是可信的。
It will allow us to see that this Lord Jesus, this Christ, we ought to believe.
因着信他的缘故,
because our faith in him,
我们在地上就忠心地跟随他。
Then we can follow him on this earth.
那么今天早晨我们再要往下看一点。
This morning we want to go another step further.
那就是说在肉体时候的
We will consider the mystery of Christ in the days of his flesh.
我们知道我们的主，他不但是在永世的里面。
We know that Christ not only exists in eternity past.
我们也知道有一天在时间的里面，他来到这个地上。
Also in time, he came to this earth.
他来到地上取了一个肉身。
And he took on the form of a flesh.
他住在这个地上,
and he lives among us.
所以我们要来看他在肉体时候的这个基督的奥秘。
And so we want to see the mystery of Christ in the days of his flesh.
我们在这里要看三点。
We will look at three things.
第一点就是他的降生。
One is his incarnation.
第二点就是他在地上的生活。
And second thing is his life on this earth.
第三点就是他的死和他的复活。
And the third is his death and resurrection.
我们看见说这三点都给我们看见。
We see in all these three aspects, we see the mystery of Christ.
说到我们主耶稣的降生,
Let's talk about his coming or incarnation.
我们知道在约翰福音第一章第十四节里头告诉我们说,
We know in John 1:14,
道成了肉身,
The Word became flesh,
住在人的中间,
and dwell among us,
充充满满有恩典有真理,
full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身,
Word became flesh.
这一位神的发表,
this is the expression of God.
在永世的里面,他就是神的发表,
in eternity past, he was God's expression.
但是他现在,他穿上了一个肉身,
but now he took on flesh upon himself.
我们可以这样说,
we can put it this way. In eternity past, he was God's expression.
但是在那个时候,他的发表没有人懂得的。
But at that eternity past, no one understands it.
所以他现在穿上了一个肉身,
now he put on the flesh upon himself.
他仍旧是神的发表,
he is the very expression of God.
但是这个发表是人可以明白的。
Now this expression we can now understand.
我们知道在约翰一章一节告诉我们说, 太初有道,
in John 1:1 we are told in the beginning was the Word.
但是这个太初的道, 他来到这个世界。
This Word that was in the beginning, he came to the world.
他可以说是从那个永远的里面，他进到时间的里面来。
We can put it this way, from eternity past, he came into time.
他从那个天上，他来到这个地上。
He came from the heavenly to the earthly.
他从与神同等的那个地位，他来到做一个谦卑的人。
He was in equality with God, he came down to be humble like one of us.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery. How is it possible for God to come down here to become a man?
他是谁?
He is God.
他为什么要到这个地上来做一个人?
Why would he want to come down to this earth to become a man?
我想许多的时候我们做人做得很疲倦。
Sometimes we, to be human beings, get a little bit too weary sometimes. Sometimes we complain just to be a human being.
做人好像没有什么大的味道。
To be a human being, the life is not very exciting.
我们看见做人有许许多多的问题和痛苦。
And to be a man, we face many problems and difficulties.
有许多的压力在我们的身上。
And many pressure upon our lives.
那么这一位在荣耀
The glorious Word of God, He is in eternity and glory.
Why
would he come to this poor and sinful world to become a man?
难道他不知道, 做人的痛苦吗?
And doesn't he understand the suffering of the human being?
我们知道他所以这样做有一个奥秘在里头。
We know the reason why he did it because there's a mystery behind it.
那个奥秘就是为说爱的缘故。
That mystery is because he loved.
为什么道成肉身呢?
Why the world became flesh?
就是因为神爱世人。
It's because God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And he gave his only begotten son to the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们对道成肉身只有一个解说。
There's one explanation for incarnation.
那个解说就是神的爱。
That explanation is God's love.
因为他既爱我们。
Because he loves so much.
所以他愿意来到这个痛苦的世界来做人。
Therefore he willingly come to this suffering world.
但是我们有第二个问题。
But we have a second question.
这一位在荣耀里面的神。
This God who is in glory,
他与神同等并不是强夺的。
He was equal with God, not a thing to be grasped off.
因为他与神本来就是一。
Because forever they were equal, they are equal.
他怎么能到地上来做一个人?
How can he become upon this earth?
他是那么大的一位神。
He is such a great God.
他怎么能到地上来做这么小的一个人呢?
How can he come to the world and be so limited?
这又是一个奥秘。
That is itself is a mystery.
这个奥秘是怎么解说的呢?
How does this mystery explain?
这个就是腓立比第二章所告诉我们。
And Philippians 2 we are told.
腓立比第二章告诉我们说,
Philippians 2 we are told.
他与神同等并不是强多的。
Even though he was equal with God, not to be a thing to be grasped off.
他本有神的形象。
He has the form of God.
这个形象并不是指着外面的形状说的。
The form of God doesn't mean the external form.
这里的形象是指着他里面的性格说的。
This form refers to his inward character.
就是说凡是在神里面的性格都在他的里面。
In other words, all the characters of God are centered in him.
他与神在本质上是一。
He and God, they share the same substance.
这就是这个道。
This is the word.
他与神同等并不是强多的。
Be equal with God is not something he needs to be grasped of.
我们知道有一天,
we know one day will come.
在那里有一个天使长，他要向你抢夺与神同等的地位。
And there was an archangel who wants to grab God's place.
你知道那个天使长,
we know that archangel.
他实在是想要与神同等。
He was thinking to be equal with God.
因为他非常的美丽。
Because he was so beautiful.
他被创造，神给他许多的智慧。
And when he was created, God gave him wisdom.
神也给他很多治理。
And God also gave him many things to manage.
他里面就起了骄傲的心。
And pride entered into his heart.
他想抢夺与神同等的地位。
He desired to be equal with God.
你看见说他所抢夺的就是抢夺神的儿子的地位。
And we know what he's after is after the place of God's son.
他要与神同等。
He wants to be equal with God.
但是这个不是属于他的。
But that does not belong to him.
因着这个缘故他就从天上被摔下来。
And because of this reason he was cast down from heaven.
这个天使上就是今天的撒旦。
And this archangel is today's Satan.
就是那个抵挡者。
They is the one who is anti-Christ.
但是我们在这里看见这一个道。
We can see this word.
这一个神的儿子,
the Son of God.
他与神同等并不是强夺的。
Even though he was equal with God, it's not a thing that he needs to grasp for.
因为这个本来就是属于他的。
Because that belongs to him.
但是你在这里看见一件奇妙的事。But
we see here something very, very wonderful.
他在那里倒空他的自己。
He emptied himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们在这里要注意。
We have to take note.
他在那里倒空他的自己。
He emptied himself.
并 不是倒坑他的神格。
He did not empty of his deity.
因为他没有办法倒坑他的神格。
Because he cannot empty his deity.
他永远是神。
Because he is forever God.
从永远到永远他是神。
From eternity to eternity, he is God.
所以他没有办法把他的神格倒坑。
There's no way he can empty of his deity.
如果他把神格都倒空了。
If he can empty his deity,
那他就不是神了。
Then he cannot be God.
所以在今天在地上有异端。
So today on this earth there are false teachings.
以为说我们的主来到世界上来做人。
As though when the Lord came to this earth,
他就不再是神了。
He is no longer a God.
道成了肉身。
Word became flesh.
就不再是道了。
It's not the word anymore.
神的儿子来做人就不再是神的儿子了。
So when the Son of God came to man, he's no longer the Son of God.
这是一个极大的异端。
That is a great heresy.
因为我们的主虽然他倒空他的自己。
Even the Lord Jesus, he emptied of himself.
但是他没有倒空他的神格。
He never emptied his deity.
他也不能倒空他的神格。
And he cannot empty his deity.
因为他从始至终都是神。
Because from beginning to the end, he is God.
那么他倒空的是什么呢？
So what did he empty it of?
他就是把与神有关的那一些荣耀、尊贵、地位、敬拜都倒空了。
He emptied those things that are related to God, the glory, honor, and all the other things. He emptied himself.
本来他在天上。
When he was on the, in heaven,
他接受千万天使的敬拜。
He received worship from the thousands of angels.
本来在他的面前。
When he was above there,
在他的面前。
In front of him,
我们看见四个活物，24长老昼夜不断地在那里称赞他。
The four living creatures and 24 elders day and night worshiping him.
我们看见24长老把金的冠冕放在他的脚下。
We noticed the 24 elders, they put their crowns at his feet.
因为他是谁？
Because he is God.
他有荣耀。
He has glory.
他有尊贵。
He has honor.
他有地位。
He has position.
他有敬拜。
He has worship.
但是我们的主把这一切都倒空了。
But the Lord emptied all these things.
他来到这个地上。
He came to this earth.
他取了一个奴仆的形状。
He took the form of a slave.
我们知道这个形状这个字。
This form,
和我们前面所看的他本有神的形状是一个字。
This form and with the form of God is the same word.
也不是指着外面的那个形状说的。
It does not refer to the external shape or form.
也是指着里面的性质说的。
It refers to the inward character.
那就是说。
That is to me.
这位超过一切的神。
This one who is above all things.
这座一切尊贵荣耀的敬拜。
Who receive all the glory and worship.
他倒空他的自己。
He emptied himself.
他取了一个奴仆的形状。
He took the form of a slave.
从他的内心的里面。
From within him.
他就站在一个奴仆的地位上。
He stood as a slave.
而不是外面在那里做奴仆。
It's not.And slave on the external way.
我们知道有许多在外面做奴仆的是眼前是非。
And many of the slaves they are serving for the eyes of their master.
正主人的眼睛一转，他就不动了。
And so when the master turns their eyes away, they do different things.
但是我们的主取了奴仆的形状。
But our Lord just took on the form of slaves.
他心里面就有一个奴仆的性质在那里。
Inside there's a character of slave within him.
他甘心乐意的顺服。
Serve willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是我们的主他所取的形状。
That is the form the Lord took upon himself.
他就做了一个人。
He became a man.
他既然做了一个人。
When he became a man,
就诚心顺服。
He obeyed.
以至于死。
Until the death of the cross.
钉死在十字架的上面。
Until the death of the cross.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所以我们的主能到地上来做人
The reason why the Lord came to this earth to be a man
就是因为他这样的倒空他的自己
It's because he emptied of himself
所以在路加第一章里面
So in Luke 1 we are told
我们在看见主降生的故事
We see the story of God, Christ's incarnation
我们看见那一天加伯利他就到童女玛利亚的面前。
We see Gabriel went to the virgin.
对他说，你是蒙大恩的女子。
He said, blessed among all the women.
因为神的灵要降在你的身上。
And he said, the Spirit of God will come upon you.
至高者的灵要荫庇你。
The Spirit on high will will overshadow you.
你所要生的那一个圣洁的儿子,
and you will give birth to a holy child.
那个圣洁的儿子的名字叫做以马内利,
and that holy child name will be Emmanuel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见这个奥秘已经彰显了。
When you see this mystery is already revealed.
这个奥秘在历史的上面已经成了一个事实。
This mystery in history has become a reality. God came into the midst of man. He tabernacled himself among us.
充充满满有恩典和真理,
full of grace and truth.
所以我们的主的降生是一个奇妙的神迹。
Therefore the incarnation of Christ is a mystery.
他不是像我们普通的生下来的。
He is different from our own birth.
我们生下来从父母而来。
We were given birth because we have a father and a mother.
但是我们的主是童女所生的。
But our Lord Jesus came by way of a virgin.
童女怎么能生孩子呢?
How can a virgin give birth?
所以玛利亚她也问这个问题。
And so Mary questioned this matter.
她说我还没有出嫁，我怎么能生孩子呢?
He said, I have not been married. How is it possible?
所以神告诉她说,
and the Lord spoke to him.
是神的灵要应庇你。
And he said that the Almighty will overshadow you.
神的灵在那里应庇了你。
The Holy Spirit will overshadow you.
所以因着这个你要生一个圣者。
And because of this, you will give birth to the Holy One.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们的主,
if our Lord,
像我们一样, 由地上的父母而生的,
if he came to this earth like us, has a father and a mother,
那么他所取的那个肉身也带着罪恶,
therefore his flesh will contain the sinful nature.
因为我们知道亚当犯了罪,
because Adam sinned,
罪性就在他的里面,
and the nature sin entered into him.
所以凡是从亚当生的,
so all those who came from Adam,
都带着这个罪性,
we have that sinful nature.
我们可以说生下来就是一个罪人,
we can say the moment we are born we are sinner.
因此我们就会犯罪,
therefore we can commit sin.
我想这是很容易明白的,
I think this is very clear to all of us.
因为你从来没有需要 开一个犯罪学校,
you don't need to open the school for sinning,
教这些小孩子犯罪,
to teach them in certain how to sin.
我们知道小孩子生下来就会犯罪,
we know the moment they're born they know how to sin.
哎呀小孩子是很好看的,
little ones are very interesting,
小孩子很可爱,
and they're very lovely,
但是有的时候实在可怕,
and sometimes they're very fearful.
他像一个暴君一样,
they are like a
despot,
like a despot.
A despot.
Like a despot.
他如果不高兴的时候,
if they are unhappy,
他不管你是谁,
they don't care who you are,
他不管什么时候,
they don't care what time,
他就大哭大闹,
and they cry,
一直到你满足他的愿望,
until you satisfy him.
这不用学的,
that they don't have to learn,
因为他里面有罪性,
because their sinful nature within,
从亚当来的都带着罪孽,
all those who came from Adam, we have that sinful nature.
为什么我们的主要童女所生的呢?
Any reason why the Lord has to come by way of a virgin?
乃是因为他不是男人的后裔,
because he is not the offspring of man.
他不是从亚当来的,
he did not come from Adam.
他是女人的后裔,
he was born of a woman.
他是从圣灵而来的,
he came from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的主就是那圣者,
therefore the Lord Jesus is that Holy One.
他这个身体上，他这个肉身上没有罪性。
Therefore, in his flesh, there is no sin.
我们的主是没有罪性的。
Our Lord has no sinful nature in him.
他在世界上从来不知道什么叫做犯罪。
Because he never knew what it means to commit sin.
不但他没有犯过罪,
he never sinned,
他也不懂什么叫做犯罪,
he do not know what it means to sin.
他里面没有罪性,
because there's no sinful nature in him.
他是那一个圣者,
because he is the Holy One.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么神要这样的做呢?
You know why God has to do it this way?
因为我们知道,
we know why.
他要做我们的代替,
because he wants to be our substitute.
神叫那无罪的,
he allowed the one who is sinless, to become sinful. Therefore, we can be righteousness before our holy God. If our Lord Jesus is like one of us, if he's also an offspring of Adam, if there's sin in his flesh, he can never be our substitute. He can only die for himself. But we know reality is not that way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们是在敬拜我们的神,
we worship our God.
因为我们看见基督的降生实在是一个奥秘,
we can see the incarnation of Jesus is this mystery.
在他的降生的里面,
within that incarnation,
神就把他荣耀的旨意都显明出来了,
through him, God's will was manifested.
我们的主降生了之后,
after the Lord was born,
他在地上有33年多的历史,
and he walked on this earth for 33 years or
so. 我们感谢赞美神,
we thank God.
因为神不是差他从天上就是跳下来了,
he didn't send him down, just jump down from heaven.
如果我们的主离天而降的话,
if our Lord just descended from heaven,
恐怕全世界的人都要敬拜他,
and everybody will worship him.
你知道魔鬼试探他就是一样试探的,
that's how the law, how Satan tempted the Lord.
魔鬼把他带到殿的顶上,
and the tempter said, took him to the pinnacle of the temple.
他说你从这里跳下去啊,
he said, you can jump down.
我们知道那是很高的地方,
we know that it's very, very high. I'm sure our brother from Jerusalem,
他能告诉我们如果从那个地方跳下来, 那非死不可的,
he can tell us the moment if you jump from that height, there's no chance for you to live.
但是魔鬼说, 你跳下来,
and the Satan said, now you jump down,
这样大家都看见了,
if you jump down, everybody,
不然有个人离天而降,
not only one who descended from heaven,
那就是弥赛亚了,
that is, must be inside.
大家都要敬拜你了,
we should all worship him.
哎呀这是一个试探,
that is a temptation.
但是如果这样的话,
if that is the case,
救恩在什么地方?
Redemption can never be fulfilled.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见我们的主降生到这个世界,
so when the Lord came to this earth,
做了一个小baby,
he came to be a baby.
哎呀是一个 无能的一个小婴孩,
it's a very helpless infant.
一个全能的神,
the Almighty God,
来做一个无能的小孩,
to come to be a limited baby.
那一位创造天地万物的主,
the creator of heavens and earth,
来做一个被造的一个小孩子,
become like a created creature.
那个供应万有的主,
the one who supplies everything,
来接受人的供应,
to receive help from man.
我们在这里看见莫大的谦卑,
we see how humble he was,
他怎样谦卑他的自己,
how he humbled himself,
他从小孩子慢慢长大,
and how he grew.
为什么他不生下来, 就是一个成人呢?
And why didn't he come and instantly become an adult?
我们知道世界上有一个人, 他一出来就是成人的,
we know there's one person on this, the moment he came to this world, he was an adult.
那就是亚当,
that is Adam.
亚当一造出来就是一个成人,
when Adam was made, he became a grown man.
他不懂做小孩子,
he never knew what it means to be a child.
那么我们的主也可以生下来就是一个成人,
same thing with the Lord, he can come to this as an adult.
那不是生了30年吗?
Isn't that save him 33 years of trouble?
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主生下来是个婴孩,
but he was born as an infant.
他要从婴孩长到孩童,
he wanted to grow from an infant to a boy,
然后从孩童要长到成人,
and from a boy to a grown up man.
他亲身要来经历我们人一切的经过,
he wants to experience all our experiences as man.
这样他才能体贴我们,
therefore he can sympathize with us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, when the Lord was on this earth,
从他生下来一直到他12岁,
the moment from his birth until the age of 12.
我们所看见的历史不多,
we only have a short period of history.
在四福音的里面,
in the four gospels,
里头所提的很少很少,
the mention the period about this period is very, very short.
我们只看见他生下来了之后,
we know when after he was born,
他是生在一个马槽的里面,
he was born in a manger.
然后有一帮看羊的人来敬拜他,
and the shepherd came and worshipped him.
然后我们看见他的父母把他带到圣殿里,
and later on we noticed the parents took him to the temple and to offer him up, because he was the firstborn. So according to law, the firstborn belonged to the Lord. And we still know that he still lived in Bethlehem, and therefore the wise man from the east there came and worshipped him.
遇见他的时候已经差不多两年的光景了。
So for those wise men to approach him, maybe it took a period of 2 years.
然后我们看见他逃难到埃及去。
And then he went to Egypt.
他的父母把他带去。
And his parents took him to Egypt.
因为希律要杀他，要杀他。
Because Herod wants to kill all the first, all the boys.
等到希律死了之后,
when Herod died,
我们看见, 他就回来了。
And he came back.
但是, 就住到拿撒勒的地方。
And he stayed in Nazareth.
在那里一直到他12岁,
until the age of 12.
里面好像, 没有, 圣经没有, 给我们看见什么故事。
And there's very little recorded about him.
到他12岁的时候,
the age of 12.
他的父母把他带到圣殿里面,
his parents took him to the temple.
照着犹太人当时的规矩,
according to the custom of the Jews,
一个男孩子到了12岁的时候,
when the boy is about the age of 12,
他就要成为律法之子,
and they had him to be the, when the boy is about the age of 12,
他就要成为律法之子,
and they had him to be the son of the law.
我想今天是13岁,
today is 13 years old.
一个男孩子犹太的男孩子,
A Jewish boy,
要经过这个 bar mitzvah,
yeah, he'll go to this mitzvah,
那就是要变成一个律法之子,
to be a man of the law,
意思就是说,
the meaning is,
现在, 你可以在会堂里头做一个会员了,
now he can be a full member, he can take up his full membership in the synagogue,
他可以发问,
he can question,
他也可以回答,
and he can also answer.
那么主12岁的时候,
so when the Lord was 12,
就带到圣殿里面,
and they took him to the temple,
我们想那就是他在那个时候成为律法之子,
so we know, we can tell that at that moment he became the son of the law.
但是当他的父母回去,
and so when his parents returned,
他们找不到他,
they could not find him.
到了第三天在, 圣殿里找到他,
on the third day they discovered him in the temple.
他在那里发问,
he was there questioning,
他在那里答复一切的问题,
and he was there answering all the questions.
人都稀奇他从哪里来的智慧,
and all the people marvel at the way at his wisdom.
他的父母, 母亲对他说, 儿啊,
and the parents say, mother said, son,
你为什么这样做呢?
Why you do this to us?
叫我们心里这样的着急呢?
We worry about you.
你知道主这么说,
you know the Lord's answer?
他说我岂不应当以我父的事为念吗?
He said, do you not know that I should be about my father's business?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这又是一个奥秘,
that is a mystery.
他这一位耶稣,
this Jesus,
里面是谁?
Inside him is God,
外面是人,
outside is man,
里面是完全的神,
inside is all God,
外面是完全的人,
outside is all man.
就说人类说他与你我完全一样,
according to human beings, he is like one of us.
当然他没有罪,
he's sinless.
但是他与我们完全一样,
he's like us.
他也是一个小孩子,
he's also a boy,
慢慢在那里长大,
and he grew.
我想他, 也像一个小孩子那样,
well, I would think he would like, he just like most other boys.
做许多小孩子的事,
they'll do many things.
今天我们看见一个小孩子如果不像一个小孩子的话,
if a boy is not like a boy,
我们说这个实在, 是不平正常,
we say that's not quite normal.
我们的主说小孩子的时候就像一个小孩子,
our Lord Jesus was a boy, he was a boy,
他也喜欢玩,
he likes to play,
像小孩子一样,
he play, yeah, like any other child,
完全与人完全一样,
he's just like one of us.
但是里面是,
but inside he was God, so we cannot understand. That is a mystery. As though the inside him, that feeling gets stronger and stronger. Inside there is a consciousness.
是属于神的。
He was so aware that he belongs to God.
他越过越觉得说，他应当与神的事为念。
And he there's a deep feeling. He said, I must be about my father's business.
所以到了十二岁做律法之子的时候。
And so when he came to the age of 12,
他就留在圣殿里面。
He stayed in the temple.
他要在哪里以父的事为念。
He wanted to be about his father's business.
他里面感觉说，这位神就是他的父。
He said, this God is my father.
我现在要以他的事为念。
I want to do his will.
这是一个奥秘。
That is a mystery.
但是他跟他的父母回家。
But he went home with his parents.
他听从他父母的话。
He listened to them.
这又是一个奥秘。
That is also a mystery.
他是神。
He is God.
他已经感觉神是他的父亲。
He knew that God is his father.
他也知道父把他的事情托付了他。
And he also knew that all the father wanted to do was entrust to him.
但是他回到家里听他地上父母的话。
But he went home and he had to listen to his earthly parents.
今天许多年轻的人看轻年老的父母。
Today many of the young people they look down at their older.
我们比你们知道的多一点。
We know more than you do.
你们还在那里要管我们呢
？You still want to teach us?
我们要来教导你们。
We all want to teach you.
这是今天世界的灵。
This is the spirit of the present age.
但是我们的主不是这样。
But our Lord Jesus was not like that.
虽然他知道他是神的儿子。
Anyway, he knew he is God.
他知道神已经把神的事托付了他。
He knew that God entrusted a mission to him.
但是因为他只有十二岁。
But because he was only 12.
他还回到家里。听父母的话。
He went back and obeyed his parents.
他也学了做一个木匠。
He learned to be a carpenter.
我相信他所做出来的木工那一定是最好的。
I believe all his workmanship really were the best.
他绝对不会偷工减料。
He cannot cut here and cut there and do a sloppy work.
他在那里做木工。
He worked as a carpenter.
我们不知道为什么他等到三十岁。
We do not know why he waited until age 30.
从十二岁到三十岁。那个历史是隐藏的。
From age 12 to 30, that period is hidden.
我们只知道他在那里成了个木匠。
We only knew that he was a carpenter.
但是我们相信说。
But we believe.
在那个隐藏的日子，他与他的父在那里交通。
Within that hidden period, he was continually communing with his father.
他的父在那里准备他来做要做的工作。
The father was preparing him for the mission ahead.
到了三十岁的时候
at the age of 30,
因为圣经告诉我们说一个人一个祭司到了三十岁就可以到圣殿里侍奉了。
In the Old Testament, the priest has to be at the age 30 to enter into the temple.
我们中国人也说三十而立。
Chinese say, when you're 30, we can stand.
Established.你三十岁呀、啊，你就立了。
When you're 30, you establish.
成熟了。
You are mature.
也许还有一个原因。
There's another reason.
因为圣经里头只给我们看见耶稣的母亲。
In the scripture, we only see the mother of Christ.
好像约瑟我们不看见。
So Joseph is not there.
所以可能约瑟已经过去了。
And maybe Joseph already had passed away.
那么我们的主是长子。
And our Lord Jesus, he's the eldest.
所以他有责任。
Therefore, he has.
所以可能他要做木工啊，一直到他的兄弟姊妹都长大了。
So he has to work as a carpenter until his younger brothers to can assume responsibility.
这样他就没有这个家庭的负担了。
So in that case, he will not have the family responsibility.
所以你看，我们的主做人实在做得完全
了。So our Lord Jesus, he was a very complete responsible person.
到了时候到了
，when the time comes,
他就出来传扬神的话。
He preached.God's word.
他在地上做主的工只有三年多。
And he did God's work for only 3.5 years.
但是约翰告诉我们说。
But John told us.
如果要把我们的主耶稣所说的话所做的事。
If we are to record all that he did and all that he has spoken to us.
那么所写的书啊连这个整个的地球都容不下。
Books that were write about him cannot be contained in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我已经活了七十年了圣诞节。
Our body is already 70 years old.
但是你要把我的事写出来的话。
If you're going to write all his books.
恐怕你放在一个小小的罐头里头啊都装不满的。
Maybe you can only put them in a very small container.
但是我们的主在地上做工只有三年了。Our
Lord Jesus worked on this earth for only 3 years.
他只讲话讲了三年了。He
only spoke for 3 years.
但是他所讲的所做的,
all he has spoken, all that he worked, if they ought to be recorded,
全地球来做这个图书馆还不够藏他的书。
If the whole world is a library, it's not big enough to contain all that he has said and spoken.
那实在一日如千年啊。
So it's one day is like 1,000 years.
他的一天呢，就像我们的一千年一样。
So his one day is like our 1,000 years.
他做了许许多多的事。
He did many many things.
所以我们就是有四福音的话。
So therefore we have four gospels.
但是四福音不过写一点点的事情。
Gospel is only a small part.
我们看他一生的经过。
We look at his life.
最少我们在这里看见三件事。
We see three things.
第一件事,
First,
我们的主在地上的一生,
the Lord's life on this earth,
乃是把神启示给我们。
He revealed God to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
我们说我们的神是灵。
We say God is a spirit.
神是不能看见。
God is invisible.
但是神愿意叫人, 认识他。
But God delight to make known himself to us.
我们感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
神有一个真相。
God has an image.
这个真相的意思,
this word image,
不是指着外面的形状说的,
does refer to the external look.
在原文里头, 这个真相这个字,
in the original of this word,
是有两个意思,
there are two meanings.
一个意思就是代表的意思,
one is representation,
还有一个意思就是彰显的意思,
one is expression,
manifestation.
所以这个真相啊, so the
image.
The image.
一面是代表，一面是发表。
One is an expression and the other is manifestation.
我们的主是神完全的代表，也是完全的彰显。
The Lord Jesus is God's complete expression and also God's complete manifestation.
神在故事的时候用许多的先知。
In the past, God spoke through prophets.
好像他们是, 神的发言人。
As though they were God's spokesman.
但是他们所讲的话,
and all they can say are fragments.
这里一点,
and one point here, one point there.
不能把神完全发表出来。
They cannot express God fully. But in the end time,
神就在他里面,儿子的里面,
he spoke through his son and he expressed himself completely.
今天因着主耶稣在地上的缘故,
because the Lord Jesus on this earth,
我们就看见神是怎么样的一位神。
We can see what,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
你记得他的门徒, 菲利,
we know his disciple Philip,
在约翰14章里头,
and John 14,
菲利在那里问主说,
and Philip asked the Lord,
他说主啊,
he said, Lord,
你把父给我们看一看, 我们就满足了。
And show us the Father and we'll be satisfied.
哎呀, 我们的主实在痛苦。
Our Lord was hurt.
他说菲利,
he said, Philip,
我与你这么久,
has I been with you for such a long time?
你还在那里问这个话呢?
You're still asking this
你岂不知道你看见我就看见了父吗?
Know you not when you see me, you see the Father?
你岂不知道我的父在我的里面, 我在他的里面吗?
You not know that I'm in here, the Father, Father is in me?
我们的主在怀, 在神怀里的独生子, 已经把神宣告出来。
He is the Son in the Father's bosom, he already explained himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不知道我们的神是怎样的神。
We do not know how our God is really like.
所以今天许多人所谓拜神拜神。
And so today many of the people so called worship God, worship God.
但是他们的神是他们自己幻想里头所造出来的神。
And so their God is the very creation of their mind.
因为他们是很财宝的。
Because they are very
cruel. 所以他们的神也是很凶的。
And so their gods are very, very ugly.
我记得小的时候啊,
When I was small,
我们跑到这个庙里去玩去。
When I went to this Chinese temple,
哎呀, 看见那里的神啊, 都是怎样的神啊?
Some of those images, they're very, very fierce looking.
也如同人啊, 口如血盆, 眼睛啊那么大, 哎呀, 哎呀, 蛮有趣的样子。
Big eyes and big mouth and fierce looking.
有七八个手,
and there are many, many hands.
这个手拿个斧头, 那个手拿个枪,
and there are all kinds of weapons they carry in their hands.
哎呀,我们小孩子看了都很怕,
and when I was child, when I looked, I ran away.
我们以为神是这样的一位神。
We thought God is like, was that like?
但是弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters,
当我们的主来到世界的时候,
when our Lord came to this earth,
他活在我们的面前,
He lives among us.
我们看见了他,
we look at Him. We say, ah,
神是这样的神啊,
yes, this is God.
神是满有怜悯,
God is full of compassion,
满有慈爱,
full of mercy,
满有恩典,
full of grace,
恒久忍耐,
endure forever.
原来神是这样一位神,
this is God.
神是那样圣洁,
God is holy,
那样的公义,
He is righteous.
神是这样的神,
this is God.
神是这样光明,
this is glory.
毫无黑暗,
there's no darkness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主在地上把神完全代表出来,
when the Lord Jesus, He expressed God fully to us.
感谢神,
we know this is our God,
因为我们看见了我们的主,
when we see the Lord Jesus.
我们的主在地上所讲的话,
when he spoke on this earth,
就把神说出来了,
He spoke of God.
他告诉我们我们的神是怎样的神,
He showed us what God is like.
他是充充满满有恩典有真理,
He is full of grace and truth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
第二点,
second,
他不但把神启示出来,
He not only revealed God to us,
他也把神所要的人启示出来,
He also revealed the man that God wants to us.
你知道神造了我们这些人,
you know God created you and I.
有的时候我们在那里发问,
sometimes we question,
神为什么造我们这些人呢?
Why would He create us?
神造了我们这些人给他许多麻烦,
we give Him many, many problems.
最好神不要造人,
the best thing is not to create man.
这样还不是很清楚吗?
It would be easier for Him.
我们不知道神他所造的人,
we do not know the man that God really wants.
神对那个人有他的旨意,
for that man, God has His will.
但是这个人我们从来没有看见过,
but this man that God is after, we never saw.
看看别人也不像,
we look at each other, we cannot say that's the one.
看看自己也不像,
we look ourselves, we're disappointed.
世界上没有一个人是人,
there is not a man on this world who is the man.
我们这些的人很多时候像野兽一样,
all of us, we are sometimes like beasts.
有的时候像鬼魔一样,
sometimes we are like devil.
都不像人,
we are not like man.
神所要 地上没有,
the man that God is after, we cannot find on this earth.
当神创造亚当的时候,
when God created Adam,
他是照着他的形象造,
He created him according to His image.
但是今天荣耀在哪里呢?
But where is the glory?
神造人的时候,
when God created man,
把天上走兽天上的飞鸟地上的走兽海里的鱼都给人管理的,
and He asked Him to rule over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air.
但是今天这个权柄在哪里?
But where is the authority today?
我常常看见那个飞鸟的时候,
when I look at birds,
我很喜欢与他讲讲话,
I like to speak to them.
但是我走过去他就逃走了,
and the moment I draw near to them, they flew away.
我说飞鸟过来,
I said, fly over here.
他不听我的话,
but not listen to me.
因为我没有权柄,
because I have no authority.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
人不像人了,
we are not like man.
神所要的人看不见,
the man that God is looking for, we cannot find him.
但是感谢赞美神,
but thanks and pray God.
神没有失望,
God never disappointed.
他也没有放弃人,
He never forsake man.
因为到了诗篇第八篇的时候,
because in Psalm 8,
那是大卫的时候了,
that is the time of David,
离开, 亚当已经有3000年之久,
and from David to Adam is a history of 3,000 years.
在3000年里面没有看见过一个人,
within that 3,000 years, God cannot see a man.
但是在诗篇第八篇的里面,
within that Psalm 8,
他说耶和华你的名是何等的可爱,
He said, how lovely your name, O Jehovah.
因为你创造了人,
because you created man.
比天使微小一点,
you made him a little bit lower than angel.
但是你赐给他珍贵荣耀为冠冕,
but you honor him with glory and honor.
你把天上地下一切都给他管理,
and you allow him to rule over everything.
神没有改变他的旨意,
God never changed His purpose.
神对人的旨意没有改变,
God's purpose for man is forever the same.
又过了1000年,
a thousand years later,
他是没有这个人,
God still cannot find His man.
但是感谢赞美主,
but thanks and praise
God. 到日子到的时候,
when the time came, The fullness of time came.
神的儿子为女人所生,
and a son of God came by way of the woman.
生在律法之下,
and he was born under law.
他要来拯救我们这一般人在律法底下的人,
and he will deliver us from those who are under the law.
他要叫我们得着儿子的名分,
and he wants us to share the adoption of son.
在世界的上面第一次你看见了一个人,
this is for the history and mankind. God found his man.
So we know
in the Greek philosopher. There's a great philosopher. In the daytime he lit the light to look for things.
别人说现在太阳很好,
he said the sun is so shining.
为什么你还点了灯呢?
Why do you still light the light?
你在哪里找什么呢?
What are you looking for?
他说我在哪里找人?
He said, I'm looking for man.
没有人。
There's no one.
世界上没有一个人,
there is not one on this earth.
没有一个人是合乎神心意的,
there is not one who is after God's own heart.
但是感谢赞美神,
but thanks and praise God.
我们的主在地上的一生就告
the moment the Lord Jesus was born on this earth,
神所要的人就是这样的一个人,
God's man is like that.
感谢赞美神,
praise and thanks.
他在我们里面要做变化的工作,
he wants to do that transforming work,
叫我们磨成他的形象,
that will conform to his image,
叫我们也成了他所要的人,
so that we'll become the kind of man that he likes.
这是第二点,
that's point two.
第三点,
three,
我们的主在地上的时候,
when the Lord was on this earth,
他的一生就是遵行神的旨意,
his whole life is for the will of God.
他说神啊,
is it Father,
凡祭
offering and sacrifice you do not want.
你为我预备了一个身体,
you prepare me about it.
我来了要遵行你的旨意,
I came, I delight to do your will.
你的律法在我的心中,
your law is my heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主一生在地上的生活,
when the Lord was on this earth,
就是遵行神的旨意,
he was to do the will of the Father.
他不是为自己活的,
he did not live for himself,
他是为着神而活的,
he lived for God.
这个是他一生的生活,
that is his life.
第三,
three,
我们看见他的死和复活,
we see his death and resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们主的生是奇妙,
the birth of Christ is wonderful.
他的生活也是奇妙,
his life on this earth is wonderful.
他的死也是奇妙,
his death is also wonderful.
我们的主他的死,
the death of Christ,
不是一个平常的死,
is not an ordinary death.
我们说我们的主耶稣他死在十字架上,
when the Lord Jesus died on the cross,
但是他在十字架上的死,
his death on the cross,
不是一个殉道者的死,
is not the death of a martyr.
我们看见有许多为主殉道的人,
we know through the ages many people die for the Lord.
他们的死非常的荣耀,
their death were glorious.
虽然活在那里把他下身都已经烧掉,
even though they were burned with fire,
下面一半已经烧掉,
the bottom part were all burned out,
他们还在那里赞美神,
and they're still praising God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是殉道者的死,
that is the death of a martyr.
我们主的死,
our Lord Jesus did not die the death of a martyr.
因为他在那喊说我的神啊, 我的神啊,
he said, my God, my God,
你为什么离开我?
Why you forsake me?
这个不是殉道者的精神,
that is not the death of a martyr.
我们主的死,
the death of our Lord,
好像一个罪人的死,
he died like a sinner,
因为他替我们成为罪,
because he became sin for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主钉在十字架上, 从9点一直到3点,
the Lord crucified from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
当他们挂着把他钉在十字架上,
when they hang him on the cross,
从9点一直到12点,
from 9th hour to 12 hours,
他在那里讲话,
he spoke,
他第一句话说,
the first word he spoke,
父啊,
Father,
赦免他们,
forgive them,
因为他们所做的他们不知道,
for they do not know what they do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当他钉在十字架上的时候,
when he was crucified,
他与神父子的关系还是很亲密的,
his relationship with his Father was very intimate.
人恨他,
he was hated by man,
但是他用爱来报答人的恨,
but he responded with love.
他说父啊,
he said, Father, forgive them.
因为他这个祷告,
because the prayer,
今天我们的罪得着赦免,
therefore our sins been forgiven.
他在十字架上,
on the cross,
他想到他的母亲,
he thinks about his mother,
他把他的母亲交给约翰,
and he asked John to take care of his mother.
他在十字架上,
on the cross,
他顾念在他旁边钉的强盗,
and he was
concerned about the next person who was crucified.
他说今天你要与我一同在乐园里面。
And he said, today you will be with me in the paradise.
在那个时候,
At that moment,
人都在那里辱骂他。
All the people were shouting and cursing him.
撒旦和暗的权势在那里围攻他。
And the darkness of evil was surrounding him.
但是他里面非常的镇静。
But inward he was restful.
他与神有交通。
He was communing with God.
他在那里把神的爱倾倒出来。
He poured out God's love.
这是头三个重点。
That is the first 3 hours.
但是到了十点的时候,
now 12 hours,
忽然太阳无光,
and the sun stopped shining.
忽然天地都是黑暗,
the whole earth was covered darkness.
地狱在哪里震动,
earth was shaken.
我们的主挂在十字架上,
the Lord hanged there on the cross.
他在那里大声地喊说,
and he cried,
我的神啊, 我的神啊,
he said, my God, my God,
你为什么离弃我?
Why you forsake me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这位神的儿子, 与他的父亲从永远一直到那个时候从来没有分开过的。Brothers
and sisters, there was never a moment the Lord Jesus was separated from his Father.
但是在那个时候,
but at that moment,
神与他分开了。He
and the Father were separated.
以赛亚53章告诉我们说,
Isaiah 53 to
神定义将他压伤,
God delight to crush him.
神的手在哪里把他压伤了?
God's hand crushed his own son.
神让他死?
God let him die.
他不懂。
He did not understand.
我的神啊,
he said, what God?
我的神啊,
God,
你为什么离弃我?
Why you depart from me?
在那个时候主是一个人在哪里?
At that moment, he stood there as a man.
天地之间就是他一个人挂在十字架。
Between heaven and earth, he hangs there.
在那个时候,
at that moment,
那个无罪的为我们成立。
The one who was sinless became sin.
你和我的罪,
all our sin,
都归在他的身上。
Were all upon him.
他为着我们,
for us,
而死。
He died for us.
那三个重点,
that 3 hours,
那个痛苦,
that agony,
就是地狱的痛苦。
The agony of hell.
什么是地狱?
What is hell?
地狱就是与神,
hell means separation from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 与神分开就是地狱。
Brothers and sisters, separation from God is hell.
这就是永远的死。
That is eternal death.
我们的主在十字架上为我们尝了永远的死。
The Lord Jesus tests death for every man.
他是为你, 为我而死。
He died for you and he died for me.
那是感谢神。
Thank God.
到了三点钟的时候,
at 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
他大声喊说, 成了,
he shouted, finished.
救赎的工作成了,
redemption is finished.
然后他说父啊,
then he said, Father,
我把我的灵归给你,
I offer my spirit to you.
他与父的关系就恢复,
and then the relationship was restored.
Oh, 感谢他,
praise God.
他的死,
his death,
乃是一个奥秘,
is a mystery.
他埋葬三天,
he was put in the tomb for 3 days.
到第三天,
on the third day,
他从死里复,
he rose from the dead.
从来没有人能经过死而出来的。
There was never a man who went through death and came out alive.
死是撒旦的权势。
Death is the power of Satan.
但是我们的主耶稣, 他虽然死了,
our Lord Jesus, even though he died,
他埋葬了,
he was buried.
但是第三天, 他从坟墓里头出来,
on the third day, he rose again.
他用死来致死死,
he threw death, he vanquished death.
用死来败坏死的权利,
he threw death, he destroyed the power of death.
他用死来败坏撒旦的工作,
through death, he destroyed the works of Satan.
他复活了,
he rose again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主复活了,
our Lord is risen.
为什么他必须复活?
Why he needs to be risen?
因为他的复活,
because his resurrection, his resurrection proved that his redemptive work has been accepted by the Father. God accepted his work on the cross. Therefore, the power of hell cannot withhold him.
你知道阴府的权势把我们这些的人都抓在里头。
The power of hell controls us.
人一进去就出不来了。
The moment you go in, you can never come out again.
但是我们的主，but
the Lord Jesus,
阴父的权势不能抓住他,
the power of hell cannot withhold him.
他从死里复活了,
he rose from the dead.
他得胜了,
he won a victory.
感谢赞美,
praise and thank God.
这个是在肉体的时候,
this is the mystery of Christ in the days of his flesh.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见了这个奥秘,
when we see this mystery,
我们就要问这个问题,
we have to ask a question.
神呼召我们,
God call us.
呼召我们进入他儿子我主耶稣基督的教堂,
he call us into the fellowship of his son, the Lord Jesus.
神要我们与这个奥秘有交通,
he want us to share in this mystery.
神要我们在我们的主耶稣这一生的里面有份,
he want us to have a share in all that is in him.
那么我们怎么来与他有份呢?
How can we enter into that sharing?
我们可以用两个字来代表,
we can use two words to represent.
在中文里两个字，英文一个字。
In Chinese, two words, but in English, one word.
在中文里头就是联合。
In Chinese, means joining together. Union.
所以我们在这里看见说,
we see here,
这一个交通就是一个联合。
This fellowship is a union.
因着这个联合，我们就能分享。
Because of that union, then we can share.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们的主道成肉身的时候,
when the Lord came to this earth to take up the flesh,
他是神来与人联合,
he came to join himself to man.
所以希伯来书第二章告诉我们,
so Hebrews 2 tells us,
他的儿女既然都有血肉之体,
all those who have flesh,
他的儿女都有血肉之体,
all the offsprings have flesh,
所以他也取了一个血肉之体,
therefore he took on a flesh upon himself,
因为他要与我们一样,
for he wants to be one of us.
所以换一句话说,
in other words,
神来与人联合是从道成肉身开始的,
God's joining to man began with incarnation.
他是神,
he is God,
但是他要与我们人类联合,
he wants us to join us to himself.
所以他就生取了一个身体,
and therefore he took on a body.
但为什么取这个身体呢?
Why he took this body?
他就是要与我们联合,
he wants to join himself to us.
这样他就能担当我们的罪,
therefore he can bear our sin.
这样他就能做我们的代替,
therefore he can be our substitute.
这样他才能做我们的代表,
therefore he can be our representative.
因为在神人之间只有一个中保,
because between God and man there is one mediator.
这个中保就是将士为人的耶稣.
This mediator is the one who came, the Lord Jesus who came from above.
一个中保要两面做的,
the mediator has to be on both sides.
他一面要代表这一个，一面要代表那一个。
He has to represent both sides.
但是宇宙中没有一个人能代表两面。
But there's not a man in the whole creation that can be function as mediator.
天使或者可以代表谁？
Angel can represent God.
但是不能代表人。
He cannot represent man.
摩西能代表人。
Moses can represent man.
但是他不能代表谁？
He cannot represent God.
人生之间只有一个中保。
Between heaven and earth there's only one mediator.
他一面是神,
he is God in one side,
所以他能代表神,
he can represent God.
他一面是人,
on the other hand, he is man,
所以他能代表人,
therefore he can represent man.
所以我们的主他到地上来做人,
so when the Lord Jesus came to be a man on this earth,
这样他能做两面的中保,
he can be a mediator for both sides.
我们什么时候与他联合呢?
When are we linked up to him?
他与我们联合是他成肉身的时候,
he linked up with us through incarnation.
我们什么时候与他联合, united?
And when are we united with him?
乃是当他钉十字架的时候,
it's when he was hanged on the cross.
当他钉十字架的时候,
when he was hanged there on the cross,
他把你我的罪都担当去了,
took all our sins upon himself.
当他钉十字架的时候,
when he was nailed to the cross,
他把你我这些的罪人拿去了,
he removed all of us, the sinful nature, away from us.
他是代表了我们,
he represented us.
他不但代替我们, 他也代表了我们.
He not only substituted us, but he also represented us.
在内他的死而复活的里面, 我们与他联合。
In his death and resurrection, we are united to him, with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们的罪,
the reason why our sins can be forgiven.
为什么原因?
Why?
因为我们与他的死联合,
because we are united to, with his death.
他流出的宝血,
he shed his blood to cleanse our sin.
今天我们得着永生,
we have eternal life.
为什么我们得着永生?
Why we have received eternal life?
因为我们信他,
because we believe him.
当我们信他的时候,
when we believe him, we are united with him.
所以约翰福音里头这个信字,
so in John, this word faith,
在原文里头的意思就信入的意思,
in the original meaning means believe into.
我们因着信他的缘故就信到他里面去了,
because we believe, we enter into him.
我们与他联合起来了,
we united with him.
因为与他联合的缘故,
because we're united with him,
他的生命就是我们的生命,
his life is our life.
我们就得着了生命,
we receive life from him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们主的死就是我们的死,
the death of Christ is our death.
我们在他的死里死了,
we die in his death.
我们主的埋葬就是我们的埋葬,
his burial is our burial.
我们在他的里面埋葬了,
we are buried in his burial.
我们主的复活就是我们的复活,
his resurrection is our resurrection.
我们在他里面复活了,
we are resurrected in him.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
so the scripture tells us,
Ephesians 2,
Ephesians 2,
他说我们与他一同活过来,
we are quickened alive with him together.
我们与他一同复活,
we are resurrected with him together.
我们与他一同升到天上去,
with him together into heaven.
这个一同从哪里来的?
This where does this togetherness come from?
不是在旁边,
it's not side by side,
乃是在里面,
it's inside.
是一个联合,
is a joining, is a uniting.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢赞美神,
praise and thank God.
今天我们是与他联合的,
today we are united in him.
所以他的一切就成了我们的一切,
so that all that is of him is ours.
这是交通,
that is fellowship. All that he is, all that he had done, he want to share with us. Because of time,
让我讲一个事实, 来解说一下,
I'll tell you a true story.
我们从中国来的弟兄姊妹,
Those brothers and sisters come from China.
我们可以说我们心里面忘不了一个人,
we can say that we can never forget a person.
那就是戴德生先生,
that's Hudson Taylor.
我们一直在这里感谢神,
we always thank God for him.
因为神记住这个仆人, 把福音传到中国的内地去,
because God used this person to preach the gospel to China.
他在中国传道已经传了好几年了,
he's been preaching gospel in China for some time.
他已经创办了内地会,
he already organized China Inner Mission.
他也有一些同工在那里侍奉神,
and he had co-workers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 那个时候到中国传道, 不容易,
brothers and sisters, at that moment to preach gospel in China was not an easy task.
普通的传道人都在沿海, 上, 做生意的那个口岸,
most missionaries would rather stay along the coastal area where you have commercial activities.
那里都有他们外国来保护他们,
and so they have their foreign embassies to protect them.
但是戴德生他的负担是中国的内地,
but Hudson Taylor's burden is to enter into the interior.
但是要进到中国内地去不容易,
but to enter into the interior is not easy.
因为中国人那个时候成见很深,
because we have a very strong deep conception.
我们称那些外国人都是洋鬼子,
we call those missionaries as foreign devil.
那么当戴德生他们要传道到内地去的时候,
and so when Hudson Taylor desired to go into the interior,
他们就穿中国衣服,
so he was dressed like a Chinese.
中国人男人那个时候还留辫子了,
at that time they still have their pigtail,
说他们他也留起辫子来,
and also he had a pigtail,
也是讲中国话,
and he learned to speak Chinese.
他就到内地去,
and so he went into interior.
许多的地方房子不租给他们,
Many of the homes they will not rent to them.
他们住在庙里头,
so they stay in the temple.
有的时候就睡在这个桥梁的底下,
sometimes they'll sleep under a cover bridge.
人不买东西给他们吃,
people will not sell food to them.
有一次有一个 missionary, 他饿死了,
one time a missionary starved to death.
他在桥梁底下,
He was underneath the bridge.
但是没有人买东西给他吃,
but no one wants to sell food.
有钱没有人敢,
he has the money. He had the money, but no food.
有一个带那个豆浆的人,
so they went and carried the soybean milk.
他走到那个桥附近啊,
when he carried that load near the bridge,
他停下来,
he stopped.
他把那个担子放在那里,
and he put the load down on the, ground. He went to the bathroom.
那个传道人一看见他不在了,
so the missionary noticed that the man was not there.
他赶快跑上去把这个豆浆咚咚喝下去,豆花咚咚喝下去。
So he quickly went there and drank all those soybean milk.
他就放一块零元,
and so he put a silver dollar there.
又逃到桥底下去了,
and he ran away.
等到那个挑担子人回来了,
and so when that venter came back,
什么豆花都没有了,
all his milk would disappear.
看见一块银元,
and he saw there's a coin.
这个豆花要不止一块银元哦,
not quite a dollar.
他就望望看,
and he looked around.
看见桥底下个洋鬼子,
he looked at the under the bridge, there's a foreign devil.
明天又跳来了,
he, so he okay, so he carried his load back to this same site.
他们是这样的传福音的,
that's how they preach the gospel.
但是丹德生在中国工作了几年,
hasn't labored for many years in China.
他自己觉得他基督徒的生活很软弱,
and he discovered he has such weakness in himself as a Christian.
他觉得说他没有忍耐,
he discovered he had no patience.
他觉得说他很挂虑,
he discovered he worries so much.
因为他责任很大,
because he had tremendous responsibility.
所以他在神面前说神啊,
so he talked to the Lord.
我传福音给中国人,
he said, I preach the gospel to the Chinese.
但是我没有好的见证,
but my testimony was very poor.
我怎么能把你表达出来?
How can I express you?
所以他求神,
so he prayed.
求神叫他的生活改变,
So the Lord will change his life.
叫他能做一个得胜荣耀的基督徒,
so that he will be a Christian who will glorify the Lord.
他祷告,
he prayed.
他禁食,
he fasted.
他查考圣经,
he searched the scripture.
几个月的功夫,
for several months,
在神面前追求,
seeking the Lord.
他心里想,
and he thought,
我的主大有能力,
our God indeed is powerful.
但是我那么软弱,
but I'm so weak.
如果我能把他的能力吸到我的身上来的话,
if I can only draw his power into me, then I can overcome.
但是我怎么能把他的能力吸到我的身上来的话?
Now how can I appropriate his strength?
我需要信心,
I have to have faith.
所以他就祷告信心,
so he prayed for faith.
神啊, 给我信心,
God give me faith.
但是祷告来祷告去, 神不给他信心,
I prayed for a long time, he did not receive faith.
有一次他的同事,
one day a co-worker,
也在那里追求,
he was also seeking the Lord.
神给他启示,
God gave him revelation.
神给他拯救,
God delivered him.
所以他就写一封信给戴德生,
and so he wrote a letter to Hudson Taylor.
心里有一句话,
there's one word
摸着了戴德生的心,
that touched Hudson Taylor's heart.
他说,
he said,
不再挣扎, 乃在安息,
it's not to struggle but learn to rest.
开导了他的心,
that opened his heart.
因着这一个, 神就给他启示,
because of this, God gave him revelation.
神给他看见约翰十五章,
the Lord allowed him to see John 15.
主耶稣说, 我是葡萄树,
the Lord said, I'm the vine.
你们是枝,
you are the branches.
你们藏在我的里面,
if you abide in me,
我也藏在你们里面,
and I abide in you,
这样你们就多结果,
and you will bear much fruit.
忽然他的眼睛开了,
and then his eyes was enlightened.
主是葡萄树啊,
and he said, the Lord is the vine.
我是枝子啊,
I'm the vine.
我在他的里面,
I'm in him.
我一直在那里祷告,
I keep praying.
主啊, 你把我放在你的里面,
as though you put me into yourself.
你把我连在你的里面,
you draw me to yourself.
如果我能连在你的里面,
if I only can join to yourself,
那问题都解决,
then everything will be solved.
你把你的能力流通给我,
you can flow your life to me.
如果你的能力流通给我,
if your power can flow to me,
我就可能就果子了,
then I can bear fruit.
但是他说,
but he said,
我已经在他里,
I already in
you. 我是他的枝子,
I am his branch.
他是整个的葡萄树,
he is the whole tree.
他是葡萄树的根,
He is the root.
他是葡萄树的干。
He is the trunk.
他是葡萄树的枝子。
And he is the branches.
他是葡萄树的叶子。
And he is the branches.
他也是泥土。
And he is the soil.
他也是太阳。
He is sunshine.
他也是雨露。
And he is the
雨水。
Water.
他是一切。
He is everything.
我在他的里面。
I'm in him.
我不必在哪里求啊。
I do not need to ask.
他的生命流通在我里面。
His life flows to me.
他进入安息了。
He entered into rest.
他整个的生活极大的改变。
His whole life was changed.
他的同事看见。
His colleague looked at him.
从那个时候起。
From that moment on.
他从来不挂虑。
He never worry.
虽然他的责任那么重。
Because even though he had tremendous responsibility.
他不挂虑。
He did not worry.
所以在他的传记里头。
In his autobiography.
有一篇。
There's one chapter.
那个题目说。
The title,
交换的生命
An exchange life
不是改变的生命
It's not a change life
是交换的生命
It's an exchange life
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天我们与主已经联合了
We are now united with him
现在我们要来过交换的生命
Now we need to live and maintain that exchange life
我已经与基督同钉十字架
We already united in his death
主耶稣钉十字架我与他一同钉十字架
When he died, we die there
Because
we are joined to him.
现在我做的
Now I live.
不再是我
Not me.
是主在我里面
It's Christ who lives in me.
这是一个交换的生活
That is an exchange life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主是先活然后死
Our Lord is he lived and then he died.
我们是先死然后
In our case, we died and then we live.
我们与基督同死
We died.With Christ,
然后我们与基督一同。
Then we live with Christ.
他在地上怎样的活
？How he lived on this earth?
我们在地上也照样的活。
We live likewise on this earth.
因为约翰一书告诉我们说
，Because John 1 tells us,
他在地上怎样活
？How he lived?
我们在地上也怎样活
？We should also live in the same way.
所以我们见他面的时候
，So when you see him face to face,
我们坦然无惧。
We have no fear.
为什么
？Why?
因为是他活。
Because it's him who lives.
他活在我们的里面。
He lives.In us.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是在肉体里基督的奥秘
This is the mystery of Christ in the death of his flesh
这是有份与在肉体时候基督的奥秘
This is the Christ, mystery of Christ in the days of his flesh
我们低头祷告
Bow our heads
Dear Heavenly Father We do trust thy Holy Spirit
Yes, Lord
To reveal Christ to us.
Lord.
His incarnation, His life, His death,
yes.
His resurrection.
Lord.
We pray that Thou will open our eyes to see.
Yes.
That He has come to be joined to us.
Lord.
That He may save us.
Amen.
That it is Thy will for us to be joined to Him.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
That we may not only be reconciled to God.
Lord.
But we may be delivered from ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, we do praise and thank thee, knowing that Christ is our life.
Amen.
He lives in us.
Amen.
Christ in us,
Lord,
the hope of glory.
Praise.
We do praise and thank thee that it is not theory. It is not a mystery that cannot be touched.
Lord.
But we thank thee the secret is now open.
Amen.
Christ is ours.
Amen.
His life is our life.
Thank you.
And he lives in us.
Thank you.
To thee be all the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.